Yes, 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 yes. Long awaited. Long anticipated. Me and Winner, shout out to Fan Talk. Me and Winner have been talking about this, you know, start to add to the fan family. Extra podcasts, extra entertainment, extra talk for the people, different perspectives. And you know what? I'm married. Winner's married. So that's more people. That's more opportunity. Just go ahead and bring the people that was already around us that know us. So this is what we call here. Actually, I got to look at the name. It's the first time ever. Happy wife, happy life? That's how I'm going to say it. Because I'm going to put a question mark around that. Because I really don't fit into that philosophy. But you know what? It's AU. And you know what? If this is happy wife, happy life, I brought my wife happy right now. She looks a little nervous. But I got Kelsey Ann, of course. Y'all see her. She moderates on Fan Talk. She gives you a couple opinions here and there, here and there. So she ain't new to this. She acting nervous, but she ain't new to this. Kelsey Ann, what's up, baby? How you doing, love?
I'm good. I am definitely a little bit nervous, but I'm most of all excited to be here. Absolutely, finally, behind the mic.
Absolutely. So it's for us today and for you guys, you lovers out there, and I'm about to devour some delicious wings that are in a heart-shaped plastic and our aluminum foil container. Shout out wife for that. But it's Valentine's Day, man. So it was no for me. I'm sitting here, you know, self-employed / unemployed. We'll get to that because actually there's. Mm-hmm. I feel like there's. I don't know if we'll get into it today because I don't know if I'm ready to give y'all all that juice. But we'll get into that as we get into these shows. And I'm sitting here. And I text her. I'm like, you know what? I got the studio equipment in the living room. So it's convenience factor set. There's no excuses. Me and Winner have been talking. Let's do the podcast. So we here. Title of the show, Happy Wife, Happy Life, which is obviously we can jump right into that as the topic. Mm-hmm. And the reason I titled that because I'm what you would call, I'm the
strong-minded.
Strong-minded. Mm-hmm. I feel like hippie-ish in thoughts and In terms of when women call for equality, okay, we give you this equality. So when you get this equality, when you do something that's similar to what you was complaining about, I want that same respect type of mentality. And so happy wife, happy life for me is like that. Is that true? Because I know a lot of dudes that got a happy wife and then they miserable. Or I know wives that seem happy. And they end up filing divorce. Jeff Bezos' wife probably was definitely happy with billions until she found out she wasn't really happy when the truth happened. And that's what I'm saying. Is it happy wife, happy life? Because through all that, you have to decipher and getting to the bag and doing all the things that man has put on us as, you know, societal marriage couples. You both got to be happy. You got to be happy.
You've got to be happy. There's no
that happy wife,
also
happy life thing. Let me finish my point. The happy wife, happy life thing has to be redefined because I think it's being abused and taken advantage of. You know what I mean? It's not allowing men to really seek their full potential because in seeking true happiness for a man, he got to go get his passion to get you that true happiness. And there's a lot of down moments with that happiness. And a woman wants that. And most women, which is respectable, after a certain point, especially you're a prestigious woman, you got masters. You want happiness as soon as you get those things. But it's like, oh, now the work start. So now I feel like there has to be a definition, has to be redefined on what you expect right away before you say happy wife, happy life. Because before the wife is happy, I think that they got to really decipher where everyone's at and then build there. But go ahead. You can chime off that. And the only reason I said because we have a thing about
important.
Yes.
The husband is important, so that's why I got my shit out. If you look at the traditional roles of husband and wife, the husband
talk about
is
it
the
then,
provider.
So I'm going to get there if you want to say traditional.
That's the view that you have. The husband is the provider. And the woman, the wife, is the heart of the household. If the heart does not function, nothing else functions.
Now,
because the wife, wait, I am not done.
I have a question for you.
No. You had your piece. Let me go ahead.
Y'all see what happens behind the scenes. Y'all see her eyes got big. We're going to get the vlog for y'all, too. Don't trip. The vlog going to be there, too, for y'all. But talk about it. Go ahead.
Yeah. So, but the wife is the heart of the household. The heart of the household. She raises the children. She makes a house a home. She provides the love, the care, the emotional part of it. And if the emotional part is not there, then the husband cannot function in his duties to provide for the household. So in order to make the heart of the household the healthiest it can be, it all stems with the wife. Because you always hear the husband or the man is the head of the house, but the woman in all aspects is the neck. And the neck supports.
I'm on you. Don't say the neck. The backbone. Maybe the backbone, which is a base. The neck. Backbone. The neck. The neck got to be strong.
Yes.
Okay. So.
And your point is.
And so my point is like so. My theory is, and this is always an argument I use with Kelsey Ann. I always win this with this argument. You know what I mean? Because let's think about it. The roles. When your pops, shout out pops, gave you to me. And we're going to get into that, too. When you gave to me, you became me. When the pastor says, I now pronounce you, don't say I now pronounce you Austin. I now pronounce you Austin Amulo, Mr. and Mrs. Austin Amulo. Most cases, I'm pretty sure that was our case, too. Mr. and Mrs. Austin Amulo, which means yes. We became one, and that became under one name. So my biggest example I give, and I know it's a little out there because that's who I am. If some intruder comes in the house, I'm the first line of defense. I'm security. I put my life on the line. I do this and that. So by default, yes, I'm going to be the head of household. That's any commander in chief. That's any government. Mm-hmm. I'm deep in my documentary bag. She be sleeping on them. We're going to talk about that too. How, you know, the brain, that little women, you
after
know.
After back-to-back documentaries, at least like 5 in a row. Yes, I do get tired.
I can watch documentaries all day. Documentaries should be watched all day. But anyways, like I was saying, so you're saying that, yeah, you are the backbone. You are the support. But my thing is, we're newlyweds. We're younger. Okay, so we're coming from a different perspective. I feel like we spent a lot of time looking at things that took time to develop and respect us to be there right away. You are really good at this. You're really good. I give you credit for this because you're really good at understanding, like, your happiness comes through my happiness. So, like, when we talking about this, and I'm the antagonist, she really does understand sometimes that the happiness is kind of my happiness, and the only way, and through the results of my hard work and ethic, I've proven exactly that. But a lot of people put their husbands in situations where they don't want to be there. I have a best friend that just finally got free. Shout out to my friend, and for a long time he fought that, and it was I feel like I had a lot to do with it. But it's like, You know what I'm talking about. A lot of dudes are sitting here older and unhappy because they trying to make their wives happy, and all of a sudden now they Bezos their wife, and they don't got billions to be like, okay, you good, go. A lot of these dudes don't got those billions.
When you say Bezos, your wife, does that mean?
That's a new slogan. He Bezos. Like when you play football, guys.
He cheated on her?
Yeah, right? Bezos. We don't want to talk. We don't want to say like, that's nasty. So we don't, you know what I'm saying?
I just want to clarify.
We want to keep it. We keep love and positivity in couples and relationships.
But you also have to talk about the hard stuff.
Sacrifice is true. Mm-hmm. Sacrifice. I'm a hip hop artist. There's nothing harder than being in a relationship with a hip hop artist. I get that. Mm-hmm. I get that. But through my hard work and that the results have shown, you know, like today, I've seen a little bit of cash, not much, but stuff like that. But I'm saying, I'm not talking in terms of us. We speaking for the people. This is a podcast, babe. I know it's your first. Talking to just a man right now, like, yeah, I don't want to be at this call center. I want to grind.
But sometimes you have to do the things you don't want to do.
That's fact.
In order to get to the place that you want to be. Because at the end of the day, everyone has their responsibilities. And if you can't uphold your responsibilities, then it leads to dysfunction.
That's
which leads
a little,
to problems.
A little personal sauce on there.
But.
There's a little personal sauce on
but,
there. Y'all see this?
If.
Y'all see this? Happy wife, happy life?
Let me finish.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But, darn it. I forgot what I was saying.
So you said there has to get the responsibility acceptance.
Oh, but when you see talent, if you see true potential, you cannot ignore it. Because in ignoring it, you are putting out a flame, which you don't know how big it can grow. Sorry, guys.
Yeah,
I've been
you know
teaching
how
all day.
Y'all know how girl get big.
8 hours.
Y'all know what it is. Hey, you, I'm a rapper. We getting raw and gritty. It's explicit content. We put that on this. Y'all gonna get it. Y'all know how girl it get big. That's a t-shirt. Y'all know how girls get big.
Oh, no. First podcast, I'm already messing up.
Eggplant emoji at the end of that thing, okay. Question mark. But you know what? So me, I'm saying to wrap this topic up and this whole basis of the show, and as y'all going to see, we're going to have a lot of disagreements.
Let me get back to my point,
yeah, okay,
though.
Okay, yeah, okay, go ahead.
Because when we're relating it back to a personal note, you have true talent, and it's going to have to take a lot of sacrifice. And if you understand that there's sacrifice in getting to a larger picture, that is also important. Because at the end of the day, whoever you choose, you got to be supportive. And that's all I have.
That's all she has. You know, okay, so I say this. At the end of the day, like that, everything she said is true. You got to be supportive of it. You got to be honest with your significant other. But with that honesty, if the honesty is yes, you got to know what it comes with. Mm-hmm. You got to know that his happiness ultimately is going to depend, and your happiness is going to depend on the head of that household. You took that name. So remember that as we start this journey with y'all. That's why we started the top of the show like that. Ooh. Real deep in the bag. Ooh. Real deep in the bag. Now let's go ahead and let's lighten it up a little bit. You know, that's the whole why of this show. Because, you know, we have these debates sitting on the couch. We have these debates watching Netflix. And you know what? Women always, like, I hate watching shows. Women always watching Netflix and a nigga be cheating. Nigga be cheating. My girl wife, she's not going to ever sit anywhere. So we're going to disclose that now. She's really respectful.
That's in a lot of movies, though.
It is, yeah. But they be cheating. And she won't get mad at me like I did. I'm like, yo, turn this shit off. I don't think we get through halftime. We fast forward this shit.
It strikes a chord with every woman.
That's bullshit.
It should actually strike a chord with everyone because.
Yeah, I'd be acting a little awkward.
But then you also have the women cheating on the men. So it's a two-way
road. I'd be in my awkward bag. You know that.
It's always uncomfortable when you're watching that. Like,
I'd be in my awkward bag.
Can we get this over with?
I'll be in my awkward bag. You know that. And so, that being said, let's get into some of these topics, man. There's some topics because this show is so, we late. Let's be honest, we late. We're going to talk about some stuff and get a little breeze over it. She got her perspective. Well, obviously, Kanye and Kim, we canceled, as a household, we canceled them out a long time ago. I want to say that the Kanye trend has never really infiltrated the AU field. We've been battle tested. And we deflect all we conquered pretty much.
As in we don't pay attention to them.
Absolutely, yeah. You feel me? And so, but on the same token, though,
fell off for me when he fell off for everyone, and then he got involved with weird stuff when he dropped that rap where he was saying nothing. I was shocked because I didn't know what to think, if it was just for publicity or is he mentally going crazy. And then Kim's over there just doing what Kim does. And I don't really know. I don't pay attention too much to them.
That's a good point. I mean, at the end of the day, we just passing through to let you know where we stand mentally.
Yeah.
Where our mental is. The show might be quick, but the show might be great.
Do you pay attention to any celebrity couples?
Not at all. Not at all. You know how I feel. I don't even pay attention.
What about Will and
Jada? Will, I actually got into Will's, remember, so on Fan Talk, make sure you guys subscribe to Fan Talk, Fan Talk 101. Make sure, because there's going to be a lot of crossover, and it's like The Flash and Arrow. So I was like getting tired of Will's Instagram. And if you remember me saying that. And I was like, you know what? It was cool. He took over. But now it's like he's reaching. And I can feel a reach. You know when someone's reaching. You know someone is getting outside the personality. But then, so me, and the thing I have about Kelsey Ann, which we're going to talk about, is there a limit to what you should post on Instagram? Like, she's a yogi. Mm-hmm. She does splits. And I know you need to be looking. I want y'all to listen to me clear. This is the show for this. D-A-H,
with the
mount up. That's all I'm going to say. But like I said, Will was reaching. So, and what I told her, I told on Fan Talk, was I tell you about Miss Blitty Splitty Ann. Splitty Ann, oui. that's French. I say, give them a little bit and make them go somewhere where they got to actually subscribe and be a part of it and bring revenue to see those extra things. Mm-hmm. Will finally got the YouTube bag. Excuse me. We had a little wine. It's Valentine's. Rosé. And so Will was on there. and his Instagram, his YouTube was everything I think yoga could be. It was great. It was like, yes, I watched 4 episodes. I know I was supposed to be applying for jobs, but I did at the same time.
And the truth comes
out. You know, young man. You know what I'm doing today. Yeah. I know what you be doing today. Don't act like I don't remember 2 summers ago. Yeah, babe. I'm doing this VIP kids, and then all of a sudden there were 30 yoga posts in 3 hours. I'm like, yoga. She was chilling, vibing.
I failed the interview for that, actually, because I went over the time frame, and that's one of the things.
And then she instantly vibed. Don't act like I don't know. But you know what I'm saying. So you know what I mean. So he went to YouTube. But I don't even know what the question was, but that was like what I feel when it comes to Instagram.
Talking about him reaching on Instagram.
He reaches.
Yeah.
He reaches. He definitely does. And like I said, like there's a certain point, especially when you're at that age and you're at a certain point of life that it has to turn into something. Like if you remember when I first started the music, I had the logo. Shortly, the logo turned into music. Then the music logo turned into face. Then you saw the six fold. Now you know, blowing on the end of. You know what I'm saying? That's a bar. Write that down. And you know what I mean. So I feel like there's just a point where you gotta, I have a jealousy bag, man. I'm traditional. I'm like, I guess I'm the old school traditional jealousy dude. I don't want anybody having an illusion of how they see the person I committed in my life. That's like when a nigga go to jail for life, he committed. He's going to life. So when I commit to you, which is a blessing. I committed my whole soul life. So me, I'm like, in that room, there's things I should know and know that you can do, nobody can do. And if they do know you can do it, there should lead to something. Like, and that's how I felt about Will and Jada. And I got to say, I got to get some therapeutic peace out with the yogi. And she's looking at me like, I will cut your face off.
No, it's I wanted to talk about this because that's one of the hard things about what I do, because yoga, especially women doing yoga, is so over-sexualized. It's hard because when you have a passion, but people take it in the wrong way, it just leads to trouble. And I don't do yoga for the attention. I do it for the yoga. I do it for the mental effects. I do it for the physical benefits. There are so many amazing things that go about yoga, but people overlook that because they see a girl with a big ass doing splits in yoga.
Okay, you got a beautiful, nice booty, but don't be luring niggas into this.
That leads me to what I was saying.
That actually goes with my point. I was saying that's fact. It's a transition. I've never went anywhere. When I go think and have a vision to go do something, I go to YouTube. I go see where I need to do it. I say with Instagram and with that, you can reach, you can get, like, people can lose their way of why they're on there instead of being like, hey, me. Like, for me, when I do my clips now, before when I first started, like I said, I even did that. When I first started, I'd give you the whole video in 4 or 5 freaking posts. Now, shout out to my man, CY. I'm throwing a little bullish at the end. Stay tuned. Oh, bring a little suspense to it. I'm saying, if somebody's really subscribing.
And sinker.
If somebody's subscribing to what you're doing and your purpose, what you said is beautiful, and I do it. You put me on a yoga path. My ridges in my stomach came from the yoga movements. Mm-hmm. I think that if they're really seeking that knowledge, your worth is more than that Instagram for them to go ahead and literally hit your icon.
So what you're saying 30 seconds, is
hit the
that,
icon, hit the link, it's blue,
is
go
that if
and
you
learn.
If you truly want to share something with people, you should create true content through longer videos like YouTube.
Yes.
And use Instagram as more of a marketing technique to draw in
your
audience.
And then after that, just run the marathon and build that hole up until it needs to be. And I'm thinking, like, because we all know what era we live in. It can be misconstrued. And the era we live in, we have a lot of just people that just don't respect. Respect is a lost art. And so, for me, you saw it's 3 years. I'm year 3 to now finally being able to get some form of revenue, some from in-stream. And it was because and I had to keep my integrity. It was hard to keep the integrity when I had a lot of opportunities to give movies where, oh, 50%, and we'll put you in a movie. I had to keep integrity. So that's all I'm saying. And so that's what I say when it comes to, you know, when it comes to Instagram, when it comes to couples, when it comes to reaching. You got to know the limits. 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 That's leading into probably the last topic, because this is a pile. I want to get y'all a little quick taste. Marriage counseling.
Dun, dun, dun.
Good or bad? I don't fuck with it. Let's just throw it out there. I'm not fucking with it. I'm not subscribing to it. I mean, at the end of the day, the show's called Happy Wife, Happy Life, and you have to dissect what makes your wife happy at the end of the day. When it comes to being the head of the household, I do understand being the head of the household, and when you're doing certain things to build certain things, there's certain things you can do to replace the other happiness that you used to feel. There's voids you can fill to keep that thing feeling like nothing's changed. But marriage counseling, nothing they can tell me? Me?
Me.
Psych. Netflix show to watch. Psych. Now that best I've been wanting to finally ever. Get that out on yes. the platform, when it, we've been telling Wendy to go ahead and watch it. Now I know somebody mm-hmm. that knows the show. Psych. Netflix in the bag. Cody will call you. Call me up on Cody. I do charge you for Cody, for the Cody's phone number. But hit me up, and I'll get you to the Psych. But when it comes to somebody telling me, I got to know that, you know, you've been through some stuff. I want this type of marriage. So, okay, I don't think it's bad. But when it comes to marriage counseling, you better be like this. Look, I know exactly what you're talking about. I'm dealing with that now. But you know what? I'm trained. I've learned this. And I don't even know how to do this. But this is what they tell me that you're supposed to do. That type of idea, I'm like, I fuck with you. That's how I feel like that's how I make the music. Like, a lot of music, like, I'd be twerking sometimes. But it's like, look, I've been through this. I'm not doing it now. But when I was doing this, young man, this was the right way to make that do instead of just throwing a stack of money with the rubber band still attached. Take the rubber band off. I saw a young dude do that, a young hip-hop artist do that. We don't do that because I want no beat rap beats. I'm talking young men, if they're in that world.
Throw a stack of money.
Throw a stack with no rubber band, with the rubber band on. So that's why I do them twerkums, because I'm like, there's respect in my twerkums. Take the rubber band off. If you're in that world, take the rubber band off. Don't smack somebody in the head, because if you smack with a stack of money, I don't want that. Take that back, bro. That's like being stoned. That's like don't.
That would hurt.
You feel me? Like,
especially with the sharp edges.
Show over. Ouch. Yeah, you gave me 20 bands, but I got to go to the doctor, and I gave half that to the doctor.
I mean, I would still take it,
you don't get no insurance or 401k at the strip joint. I got to give you half the doctor, half for a concussion now. Fuck that. Take the rubber band off. But I say that to say that marriage counseling, if you've been through some stuff, you can relate in that aspect. I do respect it.
So what you're saying is you just have to find the right counselor.
Exactly.
Exactly, which is definitely agreeable because there's a lot of not so great ones out there, just as any profession. But if you do the right research, it can provide a third view that maybe both parties didn't see before that can provide more valuable insight to how to correct things that maybe neither of you guys realize is actually going on a deeper level.
Exactly, and that's why we got this show. Get your perspective. We just, actually, before we started the show, we made sure we was official. We got the email. I have an R&B song. I can't announce it yet because I don't know it. So it's just going to come on after this. It's going to fade into a nice little daddy, daddy, yeah. Oh. You feel me? Oh. That being said, Chinadu, God is Leading Me in Nigerian, is out now. Make sure you check that out. Book of Oz is out now. Check that out. AU Space Music. Catch me at AUMusic89.com, AUMusic89@gmail.com, AUMusic89 on Twitter, AUMusic89 on Instagram. And make sure, most importantly, you rate, subscribe, review this podcast, brand new joint from Fan Enterprise. This is Happy Wife, Happy Life. You can email us at Happy Wife, Happy Life, 0801, of course, @gmail.com. And we just set up the Instagram. It's not a bot. Happy Life, Happy Wife, 0801. Follow us, Kelsey Yan. Tell the people where they can go. Get some money off the show. Tell the people where they can get some private session. Do anything. Let's get this bag. We got lights to pay.
Hey.
Come on now.
Hey. You can find me on Instagram @Kelsey_Ann. And email me. My email's on there for business inquiries. And YouTube will be coming soon.
That being said, we out this thing. And I'm going to keep it traditional. Boy, boy.
I've been sitting on all this weight. Might as well smoke it up. I've been meeting lots of pretty bitches. Might as well fuck them up. And I've been making lots of money. Might as well spend it up. Who the fuck is all these new niggas? They ain't my friends at all. She bad, but she drive a bucket. I fucking told her go. My ex bitch tryna get back together. Ha. I fucked and told her no. My name getting bigger. My price is going up. I don't even know bitches that come through and ain't tryna fuck. We did it, we done it, now who can we blame? Now I'm just tryna get used to the fame. I had a B-day party for my little daughter. See two of my bitches try not to get caught up. Oh yeah. These hoes ain't got morals. Tryna get wiped after she fucked us on the tour bus. She think my real name is Dallas Sign. She got it tatted on her upper thigh. I've been sitting on all this weed. Might as well smoke it up. I've been meeting lots of pretty bitches. Might as well fuck them up. And I've been making lots of money. Might as well spend it up. Who the fuck is all these new niggas? They ain't my friends at all. I just lit a joint, dipped in wax. Girl, I ain't a pimp, I'm a Mac. Love is blind, so I hit it from the back. Now she don't know how to act. I be fucking the daytime with the blinds open. I be diving their face first with my eyes open. What they hating on us for? We take the weed wherever we go. And all we do is sex and drugs. She say when I hit it slow, I feel like making love. She bought me some shoes, I got an earrings. First class, first time on an airplane. Yo, man, ain't never did nothing like that for you. You love him, won't leave him, but you ain't loyal. You ain't my friend at all. You the type of bitch to make a nigga spend it all. Yeah. I've been sitting on all this weed. Might as well smoke it up. I've been meeting lots of pretty bitches. Might as well fuck them up. And I've been making lots of money. Might as well spend it up. Who the fuck is all these new niggas? They ain't my friends at all.
Wes, bro. This shit going straight to voicemail. Must be on airplane mode or something. I was trying to holler at you all I can. Y'all rolling up today on the yard. They say he's got into it with the woods. It was like 120 Mexicans versus like 7 white boys. Like 20 on each one. Like a gang of games of soccer. Like, they was just stomping the fuck out of them boys, man. That shit was crazy. Police started shooting and all that. Laid them all down. A wood just jumped up out of nowhere. Got back cracking again. You feel me? They over got mad, though. They stayed down, though. That shit was just locked down. Niggas could have died out there, though. Nigga, get a nigga up out of here, bro. Shit crazy. I'll hit you, though, when I can. I got some beastie-ass songs. Prison Break 2 coming soon. I love you, though. Assalamu alaikum.